You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on September 28, 2001.
I grew up within 10 miles of the shores of Lake Ontario. With my brother, brother-in-law, or with some of my neighborhood buddies, I fished the creeks which drained into Lake Ontario. Included most often were Johnson Creek, Sandy Creek, Oak Orchard Creek, and Marsh Creek and Oak Orchard Tributary. You won't find most of these creeks on a road map, and you also find that since my youth, Oak Orchard Creek has graduated to the status of river. In country as flat as the Ontario Lake Plain, it's not surprising that these streams meander a bit and that they harbor numbers of creekside swamps and marshes. We often fish the fringes of these wetlands, and since fishing is a contemplative pastime in which there are many quiet moments between bites and bait changes, I did quite a bit of wildlife watching. Our earliest sorties by boat corresponded with the opening of the pike season. Waterfowl migration was normally peaking, and I spent much of my quiet time watching wetland wildlife. I got to know black ducks, teal, widgeons, and pintails. Frequently, I saw a pair or two of mallards, but they were far less common then. 10 years later, after World War II and my graduation from Cornell, I went to work for the New York State Conservation Department and entered my wildlife pond building stage. One hallmark of success in pond building was occupation of this man-made pond by waterfowl. My interest in waterfowl mushroomed. I began to study their habits and their needs. I found that only 4 of the dozen and a half species which went through in migration were likely to nest in our newly constructed wetlands. These were mallard, blue-winged teal, wood duck, and black duck. Of those, the mallard was the most adaptable and most readily moved into our ponds. Early on, I met members of the Northeast Waterfowl Association, a group dedicated to wetland restoration and to the establishment of the mallard duck in the Northeast. They helped me find wetland sites and filled me with mallard lore. I discovered that the mallard was a progenitor of most domestic ducks, from white Peking to black East India duck. The huge Rouen and the diminutive gray call are mallard lookalikes. The Rouen is a meat duck, twice the size of the common mallard. The call ducks are small, looking like dark vest pocket editions of their wild counterpart. They were developed originally as live decoys, I believe, but are commonly bred for show now. 2 interesting offshoots of the mallard are black. The Cayuga duck was developed locally for meat and egg production. Although some sources class it as an offshoot from the native black duck, I believe it's actually a melanistic mallard. The East India duck is slightly smaller than the wild mallard. I have read that it was developed for its ability to thrive in hot climates and its egg production. It is a prolific breeder and has a reputation for overwhelming the gene pool of mixed flocks. Interbreeding is characteristic of waterfowl, especially in confined conditions such as barnyards or parks, and mallards are among the most aggressive breeders. In the wild, interbreeding is less common, but hybrids between mallard and black duck occur regularly enough so that they have a separate listing in the New York State Breeding Bird Atlas. During my years of marsh building and marshland studies, I encountered several confirmable examples of mallard-black duck pairings. At Happy Valley, it was a drake black and a hen mallard. The hybrid ducklings favored the black duck. The hen nested on the shore of one of the small wetlands we built, but the trysting place was 1/4 mile away on a different pond. A member of my marsh building crew who lived nearby saw the adults together several times during the nesting season. Like most waterfowl, mallard drakes undergo a midsummer molt sequence, including eclipse, a time when they closely resemble the female. They emerge from this molt by October, dressed in brilliant nuptial plumage, ready for courtship and eventual pair selection. During the years of mallard population growth, the black duck has dwindled in numbers. Many waterfowl experts believe the two population trends are related, but few of them blame the mallard entirely. The black duck is apparently less adaptable to changing conditions and competition. I lean a bit more toward the dull-colored black over the bright-colored mallard drake, but I prefer a landscape that harbors both. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week, and keep it natural.